There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bible. And I'd invite you at this time to turn to Exodus chapter 2. And we'll be reading that chapter in just a moment. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. But you can follow along very closely with the King James Version. This is class period number 467 of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson about how God called Moses to deliver Israel. Now, he's actually going to do that in chapter 3, but we've been studying Exodus chapter 1 and chapter 2 to build up to this. And by way of summary, I think if I simply read Exodus chapter 2, it will catch us up, and we'll be ready for that lesson. And so I invite you at this time to get your Bibles and be turning there. And while you're getting to Exodus chapter 2, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying this Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January the 20th, 1924, almost 100 years ago. I sometimes say, if you want to know how they used to teach the Bible, when people would come to church, or how your grandparents or maybe great-grandparents studied the Bible when they came to church, well, this is how they did it, because these are some of the lessons they would have studied. Now, let's turn to Exodus chapter 2, and I'll begin in verse 1. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch. And she put the child therein, and laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside, and she saw the ark among the flags, and sent her handmaid to fetch it. And she opened it, and saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said her sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maiden went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass, in those days, when Moses was grown up, that he went out unto his brethren, and looked on their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he smote the Egyptians and hid him in the sand. And he went out the second day, and behold, 2 men of the Hebrews were striving together. And he said unto him that did the wrong, "Wherefore smitest thou thy fellow?" And he said, "Who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Thinkest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian?" And Moses feared, and said, "Surely this thing is known." Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh. and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 16. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to rule their father, he said, "How is it that you are come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and moreover he drew water for us and watered the flock." And he said unto his daughters, "And where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah his daughter, and she bare him a son, and called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." And it came to pass, this is Exodus chapter 2 and verse 23, and it came to pass in the course of those many days that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of their bondage, and God hearing their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God saw the children of Israel, and God took knowledge of them. Now that brings us to the lesson text for this Sunday school lesson. I'm going to read beginning, it's actually... The lesson text is Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, 1 through 12. And let me read that first verse, and then we will return to Elam's notes and follow along there with him. The first verse, Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1. Now Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the wilderness, and came to the mountain of God, unto Horeb. Here is Elam's notes. Moses' father-in-law is called Reuel, Exodus 2:18, the Kenite, Judges 1:16, and Jethro. He was a priest, worshiped God, and advised Moses by the commandment of God, as we'll see in Exodus chapter 18. This shows that others worshiped the true God as well as did the Israelites. The Midianites were descended from Midian, one of the sons of Abraham by Keturah. They were a wandering people, dwelling in no place long at a time. In Moses' day, they dwelt somewhere near Mount Horeb, for he led the flock to the back of the wilderness and came unto the mountain of God unto Horeb. It is said that the people stood before Jehovah in Horeb in Deuteronomy 4 and in verse 10. Moses was on the mountain twice for 40 days at a time. Exodus chapter 24:18, Exodus 34 and verse 28. Elijah was there for 40 days. 1 Kings chapter 19 and in verse 8. For these reasons, Horeb is called the mountain of God. Now we read in Exodus chapter 3 and in verse 2. And the angel of Jehovah appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Going back to Elam's notes, the angel of Jehovah appeared unto him. This was the angel of God's presence. So he was their Savior, and all their afflictions wherewith he was afflicted in the angel of his presence saved them. Isaiah 63, verses 8 and 9. We read in Genesis 16, 7 through 13, about how the angel of Jehovah appeared unto Hagar, and she called his name, "Thou art a God that seeth." In blessing Joseph's sons, Jacob said, "The angel who had redeemed me from all evil blessed the lads." Genesis 48 and verse 16. The angel brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. as we see in Numbers 20 and verse 16, and in Exodus 14, 19. The angel of God went before the camp of Israel, removed, and went behind them. God's promise that this angel should guide them through the wilderness, even to the land of promise, saying, I send an angel before thee, for my name is in him. My angel shall go before thee. Exodus 23:20-23. This angel is called God's presence. Exodus 34 and verse 14. My presence shall go with thee. God also said this angel would drive out the inhabitants of Canaan in Exodus 33 and verse 2. This angel stood before Joshua with drawn sword, saying, As prince of the host of Jehovah am I now come. Joshua 5, verses 13 through 15. We read in verse 4 that God spoke to Moses, and in verse 14 gives his name. God spoke through the angel of his presence, and God's name was in him. Who was this angel of God's presence? Was it not Christ before he was made flesh and dwelt among us? In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1 we read, The Lord whom ye seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant whom ye desire. Behold, he cometh, saith Jehovah of hosts. That word messenger, the messenger of his covenant, can be translated the angel of his covenant. This angel of the covenant refers to Christ. The angel appeared to Moses in a flame of fire and a bush. Acts chapter 7 and verse 30. God was a pillar of fire by night to the children of Israel. In Exodus 14:24. And so God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush. God spoke to the children of Israel in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 15. We have no way of ascertaining what kind of bush this was. That it should not be consumed was the wonder which attracted Moses' attention. We do not know that the Lord intended to teach anything by this fact. Israel passed through fiery trials and was not consumed, and so did the Church of Christ at different times. But this unconsumed bush only reminds us of these facts. Some make the fire a symbol of God, and at the same time a symbol of fiery trials. The principal purpose of this, though, was to attract Moses. And the fact that the bush was burning and would not burn up showed Moses, this is no ordinary bush. And it was a sign that this thing was of God. So Moses turned aside to ascertain why the bush was not consumed. We read in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. And Moses said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Well, let's go back to these notes. His attention was gained. God called to him out of the midst of the bush. God said, Moses, Moses. He was at once convinced of the presence of God and his submission. He replied, as did Abraham in Genesis 22 and verse 1. Here am I. He was at the post of duty and busy. People who are busy, who have something to do, who know how to do it, are the one God calls to do greater work. He never calls idlers. There's no places for drones in God's work. The men who do faithfully their duty are the ones who are prepared, who are called to wider fields and to greater work. One cannot lead and feed a flock of sheep, cannot take care of God's people, and one who does not rule well his own house is unfit for the oversight of a church. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5. The class will be dismissed.